Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're visiting with Carrie Hansen, and she is the president of the Audubon Chamber of Commerce. Good morning to you, Carrie.
Good morning.
You have a big event coming up, not this weekend. You know, lots of stuff going on this weekend, Carrie, but we need to look ahead to the next weekend, June 3rd.
Yes.
For an annual event. I'm not sure how long this flight breakfast has been going on, but for a lot of years.
A long time. You know, I don't know exactly either. That's a great question, but a very long time. It's the flight breakfast that we have every year on the first Sunday in June. The times, it's 6:30 to 10:30 at the airport, and we have free breakfast to all fly-ins, ham and cheese omelets, pancakes, coffee, milk, juice, adults $7, and I think last year we had over 30 planes come in. So it's huge event. We usually serve, over 300 people at least.
You don't have to fly in.
No, you don't. You can walk in.
And that's great because I think it's a good time for folks, visitors from everywhere, not just Audubon County, but everywhere can come and visit with some of the pilots, see some of the planes,
yes,
and have something good to eat.
Yes, exactly. It's kind of a fun family event, too, because the little kids love to see the planes, and the big kids do, too.
Yes,
so
that's
it's
right.
Fun to walk around and check them out and, yeah, exactly like you said, talk to the pilots.
Yeah.
And so it's kind of a fun thing.
And something that I think is, I'm not sure it's unusual for a lot of flight breakfasts, but for, you know, there are pancake breakfasts that are off and on for fundraiser, but you have those omelets. And
they are so good.
And it's fun just to see them being made.
Mm-hmm.
And you can kind of order by order, right?
If you can. Yep. We have all sorts of veggies and, you know, you can do different cheeses and I think there's bacon, ham, and a couple other meats. So you can pick and choose, exactly.
Load up or just put one thing on
there. Make it simple, yeah.
Yeah, and it's, you know, it's pretty impressive to see all those little omelet makers lined up there and then see all your volunteers making the omelets.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So.
And it sounds like it's supposed to be a beautiful morning, a little warm, but it's always nice early
too,
in the morning.
You bet. And then, as you said, the pancakes go with it and something to drink, coffee, milk, juice.
Mm-hmm.
Great opportunity for a good breakfast and lots of other good things.
Exactly. Get your day off. Get your day started right.
Yeah. Now, do people need to buy tickets ahead?
No, you can just buy them at the door.
Okay. So
The adults are $7, and then children 11 under are
$5. Okay. So, and what about, can you come back for another omelet?
You know, I think that's happened. I think you can.
Probably don't need it because you've got the pancakes and the omelet, but just in case somebody really likes it.
I think it's happened before.
Yeah,
I'm pretty sure it's happened before.
Now, one of the things that you plan is on parking because with 300 people there, you can't have everybody parking at the airport.
Right. We encourage a lot of people. It's right on the bike trail. So actually a lot of people park in town and then ride their bikes down or there's parking just up the highway a little bit, and they'll actually have a bus shuttle that runs people every few minutes.
Okay,
so you can park at Darrell Whitehead's. Can't remember the name of the place, but
Trans Store.
Yeah. Yep. You're right. Yep.
Okay.
So you can park there, and then the bus comes every. I really think it's every 10 minutes to haul you down and haul you back.
All right. So then you get delivered right to the door.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Really, really convenient. So
yes,
plan
very much
to
so.
Do that.
I was just looking at my information. I actually misspoke. The tickets, you can get them at the door and then also at Audubon State Bank, Landman's Bank, Audubon Foods, or the Chamber Office.
Okay. Not necessary, but if you'd like to have your tickets in hand when you get there, you could get them ahead.
Right.
Okay, very good. Well, this is just, you know, one of those things that you do, as we've said for a long time. But another thing, and this is a while out there, but another thing that's been going on for quite a while is coming up in August.
Yes, T-Bone.
T-Bone.
T-Bone
yes.
Days. Operation T-Bone. So it will be August 3rd, 4th, and 5th. Operation T-Bone has been in existence for 62 years. So we're working hard on getting the details ironed out. But what we do know the dates, and the parade, mm-hmm. as always, will be on that Saturday. And there's events. There's a kickoff on Thursday, events Friday, all day Saturday, and then we kind of round up Sunday. And then Tuesday, August 7th, is the actual cattle auction. And then there's a horse show on Sunday, August 26th, And then Sunday, September 9th, is kind of the final thing. There's a T-Bone golf tournament.
So when you say T-Bone days, you mean days, not...
Yeah, it kind of extends.
Kind of spread out there. So we'll be hearing more about that. But you don't have to wait till August. Well, you don't even have to wait till June 3rd if you aren't going to be able to go to the flight breakfast, or you just want to make a stop in Audubon. I think Audubon has a lot of unique features, Carrie.
We do.
Let's talk about a few of those.
Well, the mosaics on the sidewalk up and down Main Street, those are really fun to look at. They're absolutely gorgeous.
All of birds,
correct? All birds, yep, all different birds. And then people have bought those, and so some are in memory of families, some are just, a single person, some, mm-hmm. like I said, in memory of people or businesses or all sorts. So those are fun. There's also the park has kind of gotten a little facelift, and so there's a lot of different things kind of in the works and going on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, nice. You know, you just go to the park and have a good time. And, of course, the library has been added on, too, and
mm-hmm.
so on. Back to the birds for a moment. Am I right that Clint Hansen, who
you are
grew up in Audubon,
mm-hmm.
Actually an internationally known artist, is the one who designed those?
He did. Mm-hmm.
Yes. And I think it's, I'm not sure anybody, I don't know of anybody else who has mosaics in their sidewalk, especially
birds. I
honestly
don't either.
But there may be somebody, but hey, you don't have to go very far to enjoy those. And as you said, they're very beautiful, and you could learn something about birds.
Mm-hmm.
Also, the other thing, when you're at the park, you could just look across the street there to the courthouse and see the Veterans Memorial.
Yes. And especially with this upcoming weekend.
Yes,
mm-hmm.
this would be
That's
especially
definite to do.
Yes. It's, a lot of towns and areas are adding veterans memorials, but that one I think is very attractive. And if you've known anybody in the area, of course, you can stop and look at the names and
mm-hmm.
so on. But just to see the memorial, I think, is really, it's something that's worthwhile to go and
it
see.
It is. It
yeah.
takes your breath away.
Yeah.
It's really neat.
And all of that's right downtown.
Mm-hmm.
So go ahead and shop, right?
Exactly, yeah. And while you're here,
yes.
boost the economy.
Yes. So lots to see and do. Again, let's review the flight breakfast because that's the event that's coming up here in a week.
Mm-hmm. June 3rd, you don't have to fly a plane in to eat there. $7 adult tickets, children 11 and under, $5. We're serving omelet breakfast and pancakes from 6:30 to 10:30. Last year we had over 30 fly-in planes, so it's kind of a great family event. Bring the little kids down so they can, see the planes, and it's just a fun way to wake up in the morning.
Okay. Park just north of the airport, get a ride or ride your bicycle.
Yes, DR and KW Trans Tour. Yep.
Okay. I'm sure there'll be a sign there. You can
yes,
easily find it and just get delivered right to the door.
Exactly.
So, Carrie, we want to thank you, Carrie Hansen, who is president of the Audubon Chamber of Commerce. Big job to take on there, Carrie. But Carrie, you grew up in Audubon.
I did. Mm-hmm.
So you've known about all these events for a long time.
Oh, I have.
Probably
yeah.
participated in a lot of different ways.
Yes.
I don't know. Were you in the band that marched
was
down the
not.
Street?
No,
okay.
Not in the band.
But I'm sure you helped in other ways. So,
yes.
So it's great, Carrie, that you're kind of carrying on the tradition of getting involved and being the president of the Audubon Chamber of Commerce. So, folks, remember, Sunday, June 3rd, the Audubon Flight Breakfast. And we want to thank you very much, Carrie Hansen, for visiting with us.
Thanks, LaVon.
Till next time, here's a thought. Don't let criticism cripple you. Remember, criticism is just information.